This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 12th. God's word for you today is deep breaths. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 19, verse 1 to 3. And it says, Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sends this message to Elijah, "May the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you." Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. The name Elijah means "my God is my breath." How close is your breath? So, since God was with Elijah, what would have happened if he stood? Where will God be? Right there with him. Jezebel will not have been able to overpower him or even kill him because God is right there with him. Secondly, did you notice that Elijah actually never died? The very thing Elijah feared most never happened throughout his life. He did not see death. The very same thing that made him afraid and made him run. The very same thing he prayed to God for never happened. I can almost hear God's response to Elijah's prayer, "Relax, son, you will not even die." When Elijah's time on earth was done, death did not come for him. God sent chariots of fire, shofar driven by angels, to carry him. Elijah did not die. So those things you are afraid of, God is saying, you are not even going to taste them. So leave fear alone. Elijah was anxious for nothing because what he feared never came to pass. God says in Philippians 4 verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." There are three possible outcomes when it comes to what we fear. The first is, like Elijah, what we fear mostly never happens. Elijah feared he will die. In fact, he made it a prayer point. He told God to kill him. Thank God that he does not answer all our prayers. The second possible outcome is that it happens, but it is not as bad as we expected. Because we have been strengthened by God to deal with the situation, a child gains admission into an Ivy League school and the parents become anxious because the school is expensive. But before the child resumes, they just keep getting inflows. And when it is time to pay the fees, they do not even have to pray before writing the check. They write the check and give God thanks. Some people even forget to thank God. So it actually happened, but they were empowered to sort it out. The third outcome is the worst case scenario happens, and it is more than your capacity. If that happens, then God will carry you through. So, there is really nothing to be afraid of. Your God is your way and he is your breath. So what do you do when everything is threatening to cave in? When you have done all you can and it appears nothing is working? You breathe knowing that God is your breath and you stand. You breathe and stand. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.